Welcome to this May 23rd, 2024 edition of the NGF Short Game, your 3-minute business insights to the latest industry research, data, and trends. This week's edition is brought to you by our valued sponsor, IGM. If you are a golf course owner or operator looking to reduce expenses while ensuring quality playing conditions, it would be wise to consider hiring IGM. For more info, visit their website at www.golfmaintenance.com. You'll be glad you did. The title of today's short game is New Heights for Golf Tourism. Consumers, perhaps more than ever, are focused on experiences. And while golf certainly qualifies as an experiential activity, a gateway golf trip with family or friends takes that experience to another place. Last year, approximately 12.2 million U.S. adults took a golf trip, close to the all-time recorded high set a year earlier and 20% higher than the annual average of our measurement years from 1989 to 2023. Based on NGF's consumer surveys and year-to-date figures, there's no sign of let-up when it comes to golf wanderlust either. The number of golf travelers in 2024 projected to exceed 12 million for the third straight year. Conversations with golf resort operators and management companies substantiate heightened interest as well as strong early-season guest momentum and/or pre-bookings. TSA checkpoint numbers at U.S. airports bolster these findings, with year-to-date throughput numbers on broader travel running ahead of each of the past 3 years and the pre-pandemic years as well. Golf tourism overall is the second biggest economic driver in the industry behind only facility operations, with golfers generating over $31 billion in travel-related golf expenditures within the U.S. The post-pandemic increases in participation and play across the golf landscape have extended to golf tourism, which have been one of the sectors of the industry most adversely affected by the onset of the coronavirus in spring of 2020. This momentum has been further amplified by the exposure and buzz accompanying the development at some of the game's most high-profile properties. The Pinehurst Resort, North Carolina, aka Cradle of American Golf, recently debuted its 10th regulation course and 11th overall ahead of hosting the U.S. Open yet again in June. Bandon Dunes, which ushered in a new era of destination golf on a remote stretch of Oregon coast, this year opened a new par 3 course, its 7th overall, in concert with the resort's 25th anniversary. Streamsong in Florida and Boyne Resorts in Michigan are also debuting new short courses this year as a complement to their multitude of championship courses, while Sand Valley in Wisconsin is unveiling the 5th course in its growing portfolio, and the Cabot brand introduced 3 completely redone courses at Citrus Farms in Florida, with a 4th soon to follow. While these popular multi-course destinations are some of the most prominent golf getaways in the U.S., they represent just a select niche among the early 1,200 golf facilities tied to resorts or resort real estate properties nationwide. Most are regional draws rather than national, pulling in road trippers from in-state or surrounding states, in some cases for an overnight stay that involves golf, and others for multi-day stay-and-plays. And the numbers show more golfers are pursuing these getaways than ever, big and small. Well, that's a wrap for this edition of Short Game. We hope you enjoyed reading it as much as we enjoyed writing it. If you're not currently a member of the NGF, you really should be. As a VIP member, you'll have access to all of the NGF's member-only research and reports, everything you need to keep you informed and help you make better decisions towards achieving your personal and business goals. To learn more about our membership options or to join securely online, head over to the membership tab on our website or contact Mo at mbaldwin@ngf.org. That's mbaldwin@ngf.org. Hey, thanks for listening, and be on the lookout for our next short game.